I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Come through, Queen. I wanna see ya come through, Queen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan.
And Brendan.
And this is Come Through, Queen. Hi, Brendan.
Hello, Daniel.
Okay.
What?
You know, people are like saying this is akin to Scandoval, and I don't think it's going to have the same cultural ramifications at all, but Carl calling off the engagement and wedding with Lindsay Hubbard is like is like close to Scandoval Heights for us because we are very invested in Summer House.
Well, I'm devastated, and I actually care about these two people more than I care about Ariana and Tom.
Of course.
So yeah, I'm crying.
So you're crying.
In the club or whatever.
And you're crying in the club. You know, the buzz was growing yesterday before we started recording, and all the accounts started like saying there's this rumor, there were TikToks going on. And
there were TikToks going on.
There were TikToks going on. And then finally, Entertainment Tonight revealed this morning that the Summer House couple has called off their engagement and it was all caught on camera. So Carl Radke and Lindsay Hubbard have called off their engagement. The two were set to get married in November, but Carl told Lindsay he couldn't move forward with the wedding. The breakup was filmed and will most likely play out on the next season of Summer House, multiple sources tell ET. ET has reached out to Bravo, Lindsay, and Carl, but did not get any comment. And then Page Six, of course, has been pumping out the articles.
They love to pump.
Since this dropped. The most recent of which is a status on Lindsay. So as the Roni girls taught us, you got to ask, who does this article serve?
Yeah.
Right? So this is what this Page Six article says. Lindsay Hubbard is reportedly not coping well after her Summer House co-star turned fiancé Carl Radke ended their engagement. The publicist was blindsided by Radke's decision and is completely devastated, a source told Us Weekly Thursday. It's also raw. The dust hasn't settled with it yet, the source continued, adding that the salesman, Carl Radke, was mean enough to call off the wedding on camera. The source argued, a normal person who loves someone wouldn't break up with someone they love on camera. No matter how many problems you may have, you don't do something like that on camera for the world to see their reaction.
Right.
Which is actually interesting, because if you recall, like there was instances last year where Carl did not want to do things on camera, and Lindsay was like, no, like,
yeah,
like, don't cover the camera. Like this.
They returned back to the house and like did the all camera stuff. To be honest with you, if I... me and you would break up, I would break up with you on camera.
Wow. Okay, so there's a lot to this that we need to kind of pull apart. Number one, famously, Summer House would film through Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, Labor Day weekend. They were not filming this year. They had wrapped the previous weekend.
What, do we know that for a fact? We're not to Labor Day yet.
That is coming up in the a lot of the reporting slash the rumors.
Okay. I don't believe Page Six at all turns is the thing. Because they have also done reporting on just stuff I've tweeted. Like, there are literal articles written about, like, things I've tweeted. So, like, let's not believe Page Six at every turn, but okay.
Well, I think that might have been, I don't know. Entertainment Tonight said it was caught on camera, but whatever.
Okay.
So, I guess we could discuss our feelings generally about this.
Devastated. No, I really, like... If there's two people that I love in the reality TV space, I think Carl and Lindsay
are
at the top of the list.
I think, though, that it was not the right fit for either one, you know?
I agree.
I think she kind of ran into this post-stravy.
And he kind of ran into this...
post-sobriety.
Yes, and it's hard for, like, us to talk about, like, what that is for, like, him.
Of
because, like, we don't really know, but it did feel, like, really quick and whatever.
Well, especially with the portion of, like, obviously, I think so much of their issues probably have to do with, like, how they interact with her back to drinking and how she... behaves when she is drinking.
Yeah, and especially like her being in the house and like wanting to be accepted by the other people and like all that kind of stuff, you know?
So, I mean, the wedding was months away, and like to call it off takes some balls.
Yeah.
But, like, is probably ultimately the right decision because it's better to do it now than to do it after you're married.
Sure. To me, it feels, and I hate to, like, say this, but it, like, to me, it feels like we're all getting towards a certain age and, like, things are becoming a reality for, like, all of us. And, like, they are around our ages. They're between me and you's ages, even though now that now I'm pretending to be 40, even though I'm not 40 yet. But,
I mean, Kyle is older than me.
Yes, exactly. But Kyle's not in the picture here.
Oh, okay.
But it's like with Lindsay and stuff, it's like she is getting older and like that there's a lot of realities that come with that. She wants to have a family and all that kind of stuff. And that makes me sad.
Oh yeah.
Her not like her having to like start back at square one.
Sure.
Like kind of brings me sadness.
Oh yeah. I mean, we already saw the timeline that existed with Stravi that she said she had moved on from and was fine with.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, she's also started her own fertility journey because she had...
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if she... I think she did have an egg retrieval that was not on camera, maybe. But, like, had the consultation on camera. Because I think she was posting about it on her, like, Instagram or something.
Yeah, it's just, like, tough stuff kind of thing. And it's, like... I want her to be happy. I want both of them to be happy. He'll be better off without, but it's like, I don't know.
I mean, I think she'll be better off without as well.
Sure.
Like, obviously there's a part of her that like wants to be able to do certain things without like feeling bad about herself, which like she can live her life the way she wants to.
You know? And I am interested to see this entire season. I was already interested to see this entire season because it seems like she's back in with the bedwetters and like the other girls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so like, I'm so interested to see like how the friendships grow. And I'm so happy that she's like back with Danielle.
Yeah. Cause you got to remember like the reunion is probably only a few months before filming started.
Yeah.
And like things were not great then, but then they all went out to dinner together. And then like Carl reported that to Andy.
And then we also have like, we have to get through a full fucking season of Winter House before we even get back to Summer House.
So Winter House, the past 2 years, the past two seasons of it, premiered in October. So That's got to be around the corner.
And we're getting Schwartz in Winterhouse?
We are getting Schwartz in Winterhouse.
Brian from Family Karma.
Very excited to hear that.
And then who else?
Below Deck people who I'm not familiar with.
Danielle. A couple Below Deck people. I feel like we need to challenge ourselves to
what?
Get into some sort of Below
get
Deck things.
Out of here.
A lot of the news in the Bravo world is Below Deck adjacent.
I know. We like adjacently covered it.
Yes, exactly. But I mean, like, hello.
No, but you gotta like, I always say you gotta follow your passion. Like, I don't want to like cover it if I'm not into it, you know?
Okay. But we'll get into it. But like, I did get into Below Deck during COVID and it was good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Might've been the quarantine getting to your head. Okay. Anything else about this?
No.
Okay. I'm excited to see how this plays out, but sad for them, of course.
Yeah.
And we teased this a little bit in the pre-show amongst a conversation about so many other things. Brendan's journey to the U.S. Open.
Oh, no.
2 days to the U.S. Open.
I've gone on too many journeys
this week. A journey back to City Winery, which you may remember did not turn out so well last time Brendan was there.
Here's the thing. I survived.
You survived.
I survived.
Okay. So you went to City Winery this week for Sonia Morgan.
Yes. So I went with our friend Tall Pale and I made the smart choice to say, hey, we're not eating at City Winery. We're going to dinner before.
Yeah. I mean, so I guess I hoped that like the food situation in DC would not carry over to New York, but sadly it does carry over.
Yeah.
And can you speak to the difference in when we saw Candace, we were in the loft.
Okay.
And you were in the main stage.
We were in the main stage. So before we went to the main stage, we got a little dinner in Chelsea Market. Smart. And then we walked over and we were in like the main area, which is like a big room. Yeah. So I did not feel claustrophobic. Part of the reason I left Candace was because I like felt actually claustrophobic.
Yeah.
Did not feel claustrophobic at all.
Okay.
It was great.
So before we get to the content of the show, I'm angry as like a patron of the arts that Candace was in the smaller room, the loft, and no offense to Sonia, but a little bit of offense, like you're on the main stage in a room like twice as big.
And the thing is, Candace brought a show.
Like an actual talent-filled, entertaining show.
And Sonia, love her, brought a Q&A. And I mean, like, love a Q&A.
Okay, so a question from this audience.
Yes.
How was the show billed? Like, is it just like, come see Sonia? Or was there any sort of like...
So I kind of went in blind, unfortunately. Mm. And I assume... So we had seen Sonia, me and you.
Yeah.
Not years ago, but like 2 years ago. Mm. We had seen like her test show at the UCB Theater.
Yep.
And so I assumed it was going to be set up like that. So the show we saw was basically like a comedian. It was Zach Zimmerman, a drag queen, and Sonia doing stuff.
Well, I mean, the first two things you mentioned were like kind of intermissions. Like it wasn't like Sonia was even interacting with them.
Yeah.
But then like she had like two like sketch comedy people doing stuff with her. There was like fan audience, like interaction coming up on stage, yeah. Like pretending to be like auditioning to be interns, if you remember.
Yes. Yes. There was like games.
Yeah. There were games and all kinds of stuff.
This was Q&A. Q&A, and the person who was questioning was somebody who used to be my neighbor and I hooked up with once in 2009. But we won't get into that, but okay. It was literally just Q&A the entire time.
Okay, and then it was revealed at the show that this person doing the queuing was asked to do it
The
morning of.
Yes.
So Sonia was selling tickets to this event without a plan up until the day of.
Yes. Here's the thing. The show is interesting.
So did she say anything about like Ultimate Girls Trip that's coming up or Crappy Lake?
She did say that like she is close with Kelly, which is surprising given when we saw them on Scary Island and she was the one like kind of defending Kelly back in the day.
Yeah, full circle moment.
It's interesting to see, like, it'll be interesting to see where they end up.
Okay.
But also, like, she, I mean, to be honest, not the best person to watch on a show, like, on stage.
Okay.
Just because, like, she's not really with it.
Okay.
And, like, you know that. Like, when we saw her, wasn't the best.
Yeah. Which is interesting because she had two shows that night. And you were at the first one.
I was at the first show.
So I could only imagine how the second one was going.
Yeah, but she wasn't as... So, like, when we saw her back in the day, like, a few years ago, she wasn't on the level that she was back then.
Okay.
She was better.
She was better. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Shall we get to... And before, like, the Summer House stuff broke, this was kind of, like, the news of the week.
Yeah.
Atlanta reboot.
So it's so confusing.
So it came first from Love Be Scott, which I think like some people when they saw that were like, oh, like, does this mean something? It's coming from Love Be Scott. But you got to remember that like Love Be Scott actually would get Roa like premiere exclusives and trailers and stuff.
They're a reliable source.
Yeah. So a reliable source, especially for the content of Atlanta.
Yeah.
So Love Be Scott reported that like there's going to be a major shakeup. The girls were told ahead of the reunion taping, like something's going to happen. It wasn't like fully explicit that it's going to be a full cast reboot at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is where like things kind of like diverged from there. We have like some sources saying that, okay, now we have some news outlets saying like it is going to be essentially a Roni reboot situation.
Right.
Then we have some news sources saying, no, they're going to keep like, they're going to keep Sheree, Candy, and Kenya.
Right.
Which...
the three most paid.
Probably the three highest paid. And which goes against like the reporting that's happening of these women are getting like very high paychecks for declining ratings.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think some of the reporting was talking about how on Roni, like the paychecks of like the whole cast equate to like one woman on Atlanta.
Okay, yeah.
Like... someone on Roni is getting like for the whole season what they are getting per episode.
Sure, yes.
Yeah.
What is your, if you could do like a dream casting or no, you don't want to do a dream casting.
Well, because like, my dream is I think like how much I'm loving Roni reboot, I would feel like I'm ready for a Roa reboot.
Yeah, but there's like something special with the Atlanta women that like I don't want to throw them all away.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to get into it when we talk about the finale. And I think the finale was kind of a good episode, but it doesn't solve the problem of like what I'm sure the network is not wanting to do of like pay these women so much money for like diminishing returns.
My big thing, I think Candy kind of has to be the one who goes, unfortunately.
Yeah. Which we already know that Candy and the Gang was renewed for another season.
Yeah.
Like, it's coming back. So, like, she should really go, like, the Lisa Vanderpump route and try to, like, make that happen.
Yeah. The only thing is, like, it's not happening. It's not Vanderpump Rules. So, it's not happening.
It's not happening.
But, I mean, like, it's... to me, like, I love Candy. Like, I think she's so important as a figure, but like on this show she doesn't want to be here.
Yeah, so she should then instead be on Candy and the Gang, where like she's being paid as a producer, which like will justify the amount she's being paid. Cause like you have a different role as a producer than like a cast member.
Yeah. Should we jump into Atlanta just because?
Sure. Why not?
We're already talking about it.
Yeah.
Sheree, to me also, it's like, there's so much story there, but she's not putting it on camera. Mm-hmm. Like the Bob and the other daughter thing could have been like a fucking 3-episode arc.
Yeah.
It just like, it's wild to me.
She's not good at producing herself.
Yeah. She doesn't know.
She doesn't know.
Got nothing in her brain.
Yeah. I'm going to repeat, Dr. Jackie is main cast.
Yes.
Back again, as a main cast member should be, this time with Marlo and Sonia. Thankfully, we have no children in the room.
Yeah.
And it kind of like sounded like she was like starting to get bad news at this appointment. But like Dr. Jackie didn't want to like fully go into it.
The fucking husband needs to get in the room. I'm sorry. Mm. It was good for Marlo to be there, but it's like the husband needs to be there. Also, it's like maybe we should start just like really crossing over Married to Medicine and Atlanta at this point. Because if Dr. Jackie's here all the time.
Like slowly, like everyone from Married to Medicine becomes main cast of Atlanta.
And I mean, it would make sense because Phaedra's on Married.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. We got Drew and Ralph in the home arguing about him sleeping in the other room because she's getting home late.
She gets home at like 3 a.m. or something like that.
Yeah. From filming The Pass, which I'm going to get into because I was seated this week.
Okay.
Yeah. But we'll save that till like the end of this.
Okay. He's a baby. I'm sorry.
So, although I gotta say, like, he's normally a piece of shit, but like the way she wanted him to go to war over this like Courtney bitch thing is like the actual video is not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
I think saying like this bitch is like, it's not the same as being like, you are a bitch. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's just throwing it around very casually. We get a quick moment of Tammy Roman in the archive because, like, she has them on retainer.
Yes.
Why?
Did you watch the
no
LA Mm-mm. Homecoming?
And now I can't.
I know
because they took them all off.
I watched part of it.
Yeah.
I mean, Tammy obviously was the star, but like, no reason watching aside from her.
Mm. Okay. We have more marriage counseling between Drew and Ralph. And we're getting like texts from JoJo about like, why is he sleeping in the thing and blah, blah, blah. And then like, she's making a big thing of it. And yeah, I mean, I feel like this, I don't even know like why they're bothering doing this.
Yeah. Also like this entire episode, like, when we get the reveal later, it's like, I cannot believe we did not spend half the season on like the reveal.
Okay. Yeah. Why don't we just quickly do the past party before we get to like picking things up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the past party, Cynthia is main cast.
Cynthia Bailey. It's like, whenever I see her nowadays, I'm like, I just need her to be main cast everywhere. I want her to be main cast on Atlanta. I want her to be main cast on Beverly Hills.
Okay. Question from the audience.
Yes.
Now we know she's going to pop up on Beverly Hills. Will she get a confessional on Beverly Hills?
To my knowledge, it felt like she filmed more for Beverly Hills than she did for Atlanta. Yeah. So I'm hoping.
Okay.
She's like best friends with Sutton.
Okay. So then, yeah, because remember Cynthia X Sutton for the Sutton Collection.
Yeah, and she's a chump too.
No,
don't bring that up. Then that gets into like the...
Okay, so the fans, and like this is actually goes back to reboot stuff with like Kenya's been on like this like campaign that started with Carlos King. And now she's talking about like my Kenya More Hair Care spa stuff was cut.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think in this episode, there was like a moment from Sonya that was cut and a moment from like Kenya that was cut that were shown in
in the trailers.
And I don't even know if it was like a trailer for this episode or mid-season trailer, but cut. So like, how did we go from a few weeks ago or a week ago to like including the scene? And now like we're having Cynthia interacting with Mama Joyce, asking for to see the ring, which was like really funny.
That's so funny.
I mean, we're getting like drips and drops of Mama Joyce. Like Mama Joyce could save the show, really.
Exactly. I mean, like fucking remember her walking down that hallway.
Yes. In her detective gear. But it's just funny that like we're getting a Cynthia confessional and dramatic scenes from main cast being cut from the finale.
It's wild.
Okay. We've got a lot of Drew's sister this episode. Mm-hmm. There was a fight with Ralph in the home. And then, like, a near blowout with Courtney. That Drew came over to intervene on.
Yeah.
We got Drew and her lover, like, taking a shot with her backstage.
Yeah. Yeah. Ty has like posted stuff that is like
feeding into?
No, I think like almost like anti-Drew.
Oh, okay.
Since. I don't know. Also, like this show's so weird right now because it's like Courtney's such a big part of the show, but like not main cast.
Yeah.
So it's like so random.
Yeah.
Even like Mineta, like not main cast, but like has such big things to do with the show in a lot of ways.
Okay. Yeah. There was like a Page Six article today about Mineta, and like I know
you live on Page Six.
Well, I was like refreshing furiously for Summer House.
Okay.
And there was like Mineta Shaw says how like her relationship with Neo ended because like he wanted too many threesomes.
Oh.
But like to me, like the funny part was like the too many.
How many threesomes is too much for you?
It's just too many. It's too many. Actually, I'm like drowning in threesomes.
I need more.
Okay. A friendly reminder, Ralph turning 40 in this episode. A peer.
Dan loves age.
I love a peer.
I mean, as a 40-year-old.
As a 40-year-old, Brendan.
A 40-year-old. Yeah, that feels right.
Yeah. Okay, whatever, like, there's the trailer, a performance from Drew, and so this is January 28th, the wrap party. Flash forward to March 1st, cameras pick up.
And it is the same day as Scandoval.
And it's the same day as Scandoval.
Yes.
Nuts.
And here's the thing about Bravo and, like, what they're doing. Mm. They could have made this to be, like, the other Scandoval, but they didn't.
So, yeah.
Like, it is actually, not to quote Heather McDonald, but it is that juicy. It's juicier.
So, the fact that, like, I don't even know everyone filmed again. Like, I don't think I saw a Candy, a Kenya.
Yeah.
We only saw Sheree, Marlo, Sonya, Drew picking up filming.
Yeah.
And to be honest, the Sonya picking up filming was more content heavy than anything else.
Yeah.
Because it talked about how she ended up having the miscarriage. And then we got the update, like, you know, they delayed her where is she now update that she is now pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that she's far along during the reunion. But like hers was the only thing that was like actually content heavy. And I guess the difference between this and Scandoval is this has a divorce and the courts involved.
Yeah.
So they're like hampered by what they can say.
Yeah.
So then we need to really be relying more on the Courtneys of the world to like tell us what's going on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'm really surprised that Ralph is showing up to the reunion, actually.
Oh, why is that?
I just like, I wouldn't expect it. I thought he would like cut his losses and leave.
I mean, I think he wants to make his case. Mm-hmm. And like, I think in the I think he's like making a case. Cause like the thing is, we all know he's not a great dude, but like there is like a very strange narrative going on with Drew.
I know. Remember like those like 5 minutes of television where we got to believe that he was the hottest man who had ever been on Bravo before we realized he sucked.
There were 5 minutes.
There were like literally 5 minutes of television. I think we were like, were we at Lake Bailey? I think we're at Lake Bailey. Yeah.
Okay. So the affair with Ty going public while Drew is in the chair, that's like the one thing they lucked out on.
Yeah.
If they didn't have that, we would really have like barely anything.
Yeah. I mean, Drew is the star.
There is... The camera likes Drew. I'm going to give her that.
I like Drew. When I look at her, I'm like, oh, I like that.
I like that. Okay. So I was seated for the pass, now available.
Oh, yeah. Tell me.
On Peacock.
I probably should have watched like last night, but I was like, I was on the way to the U.S. Open.
You were at Sony. You were at the U.S. Open. We can't keep track of you these days. Okay. So the pass on Peacock released the night of the finale, the day of. You could actually like watch that morning.
Which is, I don't know how they got that deal done, but like brilliant.
So, okay, here's the thing about the pass. It actually like is mirroring what is going on with like Drew and Ralph to a degree. Cause we've seen the reunion trailer, and this is a kind of a spoiler, unfortunately, but like this isn't like like an Oscar contender.
I'll never watch. I'll probably watch like Red, White, and Royal Blue when I get home or whatever.
So like here's the gag. Okay. You already know the concept of the pass because like Todd was talking about it in the pitch for the movie of like this couple, and they have like a 24-hour pass to like hook up with someone. But
our greatest writer, yeah.
You just made that up. like you could hook up with someone, no strings attached, but like can't be anything serious, can't be with friends, can't be in the home, like all these different rules, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so like, so Drew agrees with the husband to this pass. And what happens is like the husband doesn't actually even take it up on the opportunity, but then she has a work trip and she ends up hooking up with her boss.
Ty?
No. So Ty is apparently friends with the woman that Drew hooks up with in the movie.
Yeah.
Okay. So Drew hooks up with this woman, but then who happens to be her boss.
That's fucked up.
It's not only fucked up. This woman like does what Candy was accused of by Phaedra, like drugs the drink. So like Drew's dancing with some guy and then ends up in a bed in like a very like
Candy's bed.
What?
Isn't it Candy's bed?
Candy's bed. Like,
wait.
Hooking up with the boss.
That's so...
It was like really like disturbing to watch.
I don't think we're getting the EGOT anytime soon.
But wait, hold on. There's more. So she like... That happens. But then like they start kind of hooking up more. And like she doesn't want to, but she wants to. And she's doing it. And like breaking all the rules of the pass. And then she ends up getting served divorce papers by the husband. Okay. Now the gag is Drew is very rich in this, like comes from family money, like has a trust fund. So the gag is the husband, the boss, who is the husband's close friend. And then like all their circle of friends, I guess were not in Drew's life before like she got together with this man 7 years prior. Okay. And they all came together as a con to get Drew's money, like to like catch her in this thing and then have him divorce her. And then they're like going to split the money.
Wait, this makes no sense.
They meet in like a garage and Candy's like, we got it. It's like the craziest
thing. I will never watch this film, but
So the tie to the real life situation is the fact that, like, in the reunion clip, they're showing how, like, they're claiming infidelity on the other, on the part of the other one. Mm-hmm. I guess, if there is some sort of prenup there to, like, be on the better receiving end of what, how it's going to shake out.
Sure.
So it's like, that's mirroring the movie in terms of, like, we're cheating on each other and then using that to, like, get the other person's money.
Crazy.
While I, like, can't strongly recommend The Pass as a film, it's, like, interesting in the canon of the show.
Sure.
Which is why I think it makes sense for Peacock to have taken it on.
Yes. Nothing you said to me made me want to watch that movie, but I believe you in, like, the connection.
Yeah, your eyes were going this way and that way. I was like,
why am I still listening to
that? Oh my God. Well.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Okay. Shall we get to Roni?
Yes.
Now, here's the problem with Roni. If, like, airing on Sunday, it feels like a lifetime ago when we record. And it's tough because it's, like, what I want to talk about the most.
Yes. So back in the day, for the girls who know, Roni used to be back in 2010, it was a Thursday night show.
Mm. Were we, oh, okay, 2010, that was pre-podcast.
That was season three. Mm. But then it was like a Tuesday, Wednesday type of girl. And that's where we like Roni.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, we built this podcast around Roni. Like we premiered it with, like, a season premiere of Roni.
It was
Jules' season.
It was Bethany's second season back. Yeah.
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 So the fact that we're, like, so distant from Roni as we're recording this is tough.
But I feel close to them.
I feel close.
In a lot of ways.
I feel close to them. Uba is still unwell, rolling around in bed. So, like, that one quick little, like, few second scene in the beginning where, like, she's being filmed in the bedroom. It's like, is she acting here?
She's acting.
Right.
I mean, like, I like our girls, but this episode wasn't maybe, like, the premiere episode, you know?
Oh, I mean, this is, like, definitely, like, the tendon in your body that, like, that connects the joints. Like, we're connecting from, like, one to the next. You know what I mean?
The tendon, yes.
The tendon.
Yes, runs with Brendan, famously.
It's the tendon Davis. Okay, Jenna at her casting call for her eyelashes because they're going to Target.
She's getting more promo than, like, any other housewife gets these days, which is interesting and kind of, like, proves Bethany wrong in a lot of ways.
Oh, how's it prove her wrong?
I feel like the Bethany clause, the quote-unquote Bethany clause, doesn't exist anymore. And I think, like, Bravo's being like, there's no Bethany clause. We're giving Jenna, like, all this time.
Well. This actually ties into the Roa conversation. Because it's like, well, if you're going to bring on someone that has something to promote, you pay them less and then let them go hog wild without you trying to take a cut of their check.
Oh, sure.
You know?
So you think, like, Jenna's paying, like, $15,000 for, like, this ad sponsorship?
No. I'm saying Jenna could have commanded, like, an Eileen Davidson season one paycheck, but she did not. She took a smaller paycheck and then said, you got to let me go hog wild on like promoting whatever the fuck I want to promote.
Okay.
And you're not getting a cut of that.
Okay.
Don't you think that makes sense?
Yeah, I think maybe. I think there's definitely like a deal in there, but I don't think Jenna's taking an Eileen Davidson. Wait, why is Eileen the one?
Because remember, like, when don't you remember when, like, Eileen joined, she was, like, she started at a million. Where, yeah. Like, season one Housewives don't start at a million.
Yeah, but we don't know, like, any reality of, like, if that's true. But...
Okay.
Sure, I'm not yes-ending here.
I'm not making that big of a deal. Like, you're, like, getting so defensive. I'm just saying, if we live in the reality that that is true, and then Jenna's making significantly less, then, like... I'm liking my theory of like, so then she could just promote her eyelashes. Cause I can't imagine like she's signing on to this and saying, yeah, bravo. Here's 20% of my eyelash business.
Yeah.
You know,
that's why I think like the Bethany clause isn't real. And I think Jenna's probably making a big chunk of change to be on this show. And I think she's put it in her contract to be able to promote her shit.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't think like the Bethany thing exists.
Well, so not to be like a Bethany defender, but like Jenna Lyons is a name. Like other people are signing contracts that say like, if you are promoted, like Jessel does not have the same negotiation power that Jenna Lyons does. And is signing a contract that says like, whatever you're promoting, like we're going to get something out of this.
No, exactly. Yeah. So I think like Jenna probably can bend the rules if there are rules, if the Bethany thing does exist. Mm. Jenna's not going to fall within it.
Yeah. Okay. So we have the genitalia story as witnessed by Sai.
Did your siblings ever call you something weird?
No.
Okay.
Did yours?
There's like this thing where people in my family have called me Bubba.
Oh, yeah. I think that's been revealed on this podcast.
Yeah, but it's like when my nephew Wilder was born, the youngest, I was like, I don't really want to be Bubba anymore. But my other nephews, Brick and Thatcher, do call me Bubba.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So but interesting that you have rejected Bubba, but Peach Larm for the show still calls you Uncle Bubba.
Well, yeah. I mean,
so like, he's grandfathered in.
He's grandfathered in, yes. We love P. Yes.
Okay. So I want to like touch down on, and like, I hate to be like her like defender, but like people are really annoyed with Erin online and Abe as well in terms of their reaction to the other girls' behavior at the event.
Okay.
So they're saying like, oh, Abe was laughing at Bryn. And it's like that. Yeah. I'm sorry if like, you don't know how human interactions go, but like
it's called yes and
you're at your like your anniversary party event. Like, is he gonna start like yelling at her and throwing her out? Like, he's just gonna like laugh and like, haha, like that's funny, like,
yeah,
and just play along.
Yeah. And I think I agree with you, but I want to hear your defense of Erin, just like for shits and gigs.
Well, I mean, that's part one of the defense.
Yeah.
And then like, I mean, every like the Sai thing of like her leaving, like throwing a fit about the food, and like she's saying like everyone else seemed like satisfied like with the food.
I need more evidence behind the fact that like Erin quote unquote doesn't have food at her events, because like it was like a big event, like she must have had stuff.
Yeah, I mean, not to go back to like the Hamptons, but like, they were upset about the potato chip thing, but like that was meant as just like an in between. We're having fun. Like, it doesn't even matter if you eat or don't eat this. Like, we're going out to dinner.
And she said herself that like, you could actually go in the fridge and see if like there's a ton of other food. Yeah.
So like, but at the same time, I'm not faulting Bryn for what she did or Sai for what she did, but like, I don't think Erin is having a strange reaction that a normal person would have to maybe these things that other people are like doing as antics for the show.
Yeah. I agree with you to an extent. I also think like she didn't see the actual interaction. Mm. And to me, the actual interaction with like Bryn and Abe was like kind of innocent, but like she didn't see it. So she's reacting to something she didn't see. But I agree with you.
Well, and obviously Abe brings up the divorce comment, which she is going to harp on.
Yeah.
And Bryn does not even remember saying divorce, which we have evidence to the contrary.
Yeah. She said it like three times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, fun fact though.
Abe's hot. Oh.
Well, we know you got the bone for Abe.
I mean, many people do.
Abe the babe, as Bryn says.
Abe is like, he's like this like quintessential sleazy looking New York guy. Do you know what I mean though?
Sure, sure, sure.
Like we've all seen them at like a weird bar in the East Village.
I guess he's just not blonde, so not doing it for me, right?
Yeah, you only like blonde. Better on blonde.
Blonde. Okay. Fun fact, this party was in December and they were married in June. But I'm gonna counter myself by saying we have a TV show to make. So
sure,
like,
yeah.
Like if we celebrated 10 years this year, put it on camera. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. Jessel and Pavitt, there should be like a Jessel and Pavitt requirement for every episode, like at least one scene.
They're so fucking good. Like I love them so much.
Yeah.
There's something about them.
There's something about them.
I mean, like Katie and Ariana should open up another restaurant called Something About Them that's Jessel and Pavitt themed.
Yeah. Just tequila martinis. Yeah. And well, although we are getting a classic espresso martini this time.
Yes. I was waiting for her to like add tequila to
I know.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. We're talking about 2 verse 3 when it comes to the kids.
Mm.
We are.
She wants to like secretly have a child, another girl, without really consulting him, and he's like done.
Well, I don't think it's going to be a secret, but theoretically, it could be a secret because like that child will be coming from an embryo and not from his peach.
I think 2 children is good.
So,
as somebody who never plans to have children,
yeah, I mean, I would imagine though, like to go from twins to even consider more must be like a big thing to take on.
Yeah. Also, like the thing about twins, one of my best friends growing up was a twin.
Oh.
So, like, the dynamics of that is interesting.
Was it an identical twin or a fraternal twin?
Fraternal.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's not as crazy.
Yeah. But he was gay. His twin wasn't.
Okay.
Oh, his... isn't it funny? Closest friends, his name was Daniel also.
Oh, wow.
I never told you that. Wow.
Huh.
Shout out, Dan.
Dan the twin. And then she's stressed out to talk to the mom about the years-long IVF journey that she has not told her about.
I thought that was pretty wild to not... like, if... what did you think?
I want to take her at face value, but, like, it's kind of, like, shocking to me in terms of... I'm sure, like, culturally, she's probably being pressured to have children.
Yeah.
She, at this point, is over 40 years old. So, like, she must have had the kids, like, right around 40. So, like, it's just shocking that the conversation did not happen. And then the fact that the mom took it so well, and she seems like someone who would take it well. Mm-hmm. I guess you never know how your parents are going to respond, like, react to something, but, like, it seemed like she was like, yeah, I would have like flown out there to like help you or whatever.
Well, yeah. And I think the like Jessel's point, I guess, was that her mom internalizes like all that kind of stuff too much, which is nice of her to think of. But
yes,
like,
sure, sure, sure.
For me, I'm somebody who like talks too much and tells people too much constantly. Mm. So like that would be the first thing I'm out. If I was on IVF or whatever,
yeah.
I'd be like, I would have told you like 4 days ago, you know? But yeah, but like, I don't know. Yeah. Jessel is the star.
Yeah. She's the
girl.
She's center apple.
Yeah.
I don't, I'm like starting to think about couches, but I want to wait till trip.
Yeah, because there's like
more to come.
There's more to come, and there's like the upcoming Aaron Psy Alliance, which will be interesting.
I know. It's like at this point, I'm only like believing that because you're telling me that that is a thing.
Well, I saw it on the TV.
I know, but like something about being a parrot, but like I wonder, like, is that just like for a one and done scene, or is that like
well, it's like there's also like Uba versus Aaron, then yeah. Uba versus Psy.
Yeah. Brynn and Gideon, I'm like, were you loving it?
Oh, I was attracted to Gideon, obviously. Is that bad?
No, it's good. Okay. It's good. It's just like there was something a little sad about it to me.
It's like, why are we filming with this guy who you should actually, like, if you were smart, you could actually be with?
Yeah, no? But it's like, there's clearly something about him or the relationship that, like, you're not that into.
Yeah.
For you to, like, have dated, broken up, he proposed to you. You then called that off. It's like, we gotta shit or get off the pot.
I think that's a good lesson for all of us girls, though. If we have a... If we have a fiance, like, sitting around, or a former fiance sitting around, maybe we should get on that pot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. But it's interesting, like, we have, like, she's talking about kids here. Like, we're doing that over in Atlanta.
Yeah.
It's like part of like summer house as well.
Ooh, could never be me.
Common?
Keep the kids away.
Keep them away from you.
No, unless like I love nephews and nieces.
Okay. Let's wrap it up at the wreath making party. So
I think I want to have a wreath making party this year.
So you should host it at Window to the World.
Oh, but Window is too small.
I think you could host that Window to the World.
Even though I hosted a lot of people at Pride. It is too small.
No. So we're going to do a wreath making at Window to the World.
Okay.
And I hope you don't have brown avocado. Where is it? I hope you have some oatmeal. I hope you don't have only fried food. We're going to eat fried food for breakfast.
I'm only giving fried food.
It's like she...
Sigh.
She's trying.
I think she is coming onto the show trying to be
a character.
Like, I want to be quippy, but it's like not landing. I'm sorry.
And it's actually like the opposite of what Jessel is doing. It's like Jessel is just being herself.
Jessel has no idea where she is. But that's why she's landing perfectly.
Yeah. Whereas like Psy, it's like almost like a comment on like her content creator, social media influencer.
She's thing. Too online.
It's like you're like trying to give us something.
Yeah.
Don't give us anything. Just be.
Just be. No.
You gotta just be. Okay. So I tweeted about this, not to like talk about my tweets.
Wait, what did you tweet? I don't keep up with your tweets these days.
I'm shadow banned. The confessional that Aaron gave. I really sound like the fucking biggest Aaron stan this episode. Are. It's really sick.
Republican coded.
So in the confessional, when she's like talking about like, well, I want to go to this wreath making party because I want to ruin their event just like they ruined mine.
Oh my God. And she
the way she said it was like exactly like Teresa Giudice.
Oh, yes.
Giudician, one might say.
Giudician, yeah.
So I'm actually like loving her rolling in with like an axe to grind.
Sure, yeah.
You know? Because like, I think we gotta hit the ball back and forth. Like if someone does something, like
pickleball. Oh, tennis! I saw tennis today.
They
hit the ball back and forth.
Every action should have a reaction.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
So she's giving it to Psy, and then she's giving it to Brynn. We already talked about the Brynn stuff, so we don't need to harp on that. She storms out, calls the sister.
Where do you think they were?
I could not make sense of that, but Jamie
friend, felt like Jamie Chelsea.
Jamie missing to the show knew exactly where it was, so I'm going to assume it's Chelsea.
Yeah, it felt like Chelsea.
So it kind of ends with the Jenna gift-giving moment.
Which I was okay with.
So
I like to receive.
An old saying, don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Yeah.
And we got Bryn to some extent, but Sai to a bigger extent, like making such a big deal over like all these gifts being like
sponsored
brand collaborations and sponsorships. And it's like, okay, give it back to her or give it away.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want?
Here's the thing. Like, the good thing about like the holiday season is like, if you get a gift and you don't want it, you can re-gift it.
I think even Justin said like, this bag would be great for re-gifting. Oh, Jess will never change.
I love her. No, like I, when I'm at my aunt's house in outside of Philly, like she, when somebody comes over to her house, she's constantly looking for like another gift bag to re-gift something so she can just hand it off.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, it's the holidays are about re-gifting. Hello.
That's the, that's what Jesus was born for.
They're about Jesus and re-gifting.
I think that's pretty much it for New York this week.
Good.
Why don't we head on over to Orange County, which all this as well was a little bit of a in-between episode for me, but you seem to love it.
I loved it.
You loved it.
Well, I watched it on the train from
the U.S. Open.
The U.S. Open.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a good place to watch a TV show, actually.
Yeah. So, like, I love Heather, but the DeBros make me sick.
Agree to disagree.
Oh, okay, okay. So give your counterpoint.
I love Heather and the DeBros make me want to kiss them.
Like, the popping the champagne and the this. And
good.
This is the third highest in the Orange County.
I mean,
County.
Like, to be honest, like, this is the money we need.
Okay.
I mean, like, we're looking for wealth on these shows, right? Aren't we? To an extent.
Yeah, but it's like, it's so incongruent, maybe that's the word, in terms of like her and the rest of the cast.
I know. That's what makes it so funny.
Yeah.
It's like her and then Gina's living in like a home that I could purchase.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know?
Yeah. All right. So speaking of Gina, we got Gina going with Emily to Harley Davidson to like, we're going to learn how to ride motorcycles.
This is classic fucking OC Housewives. Mm. Like, we're back in the day, we were on a Harley with Simon. Do you remember?
Yeah. And we opened the season with Tamara on a motorcycle.
So gross. No offense to anyone who does that.
I wonder, like, what is like the Venn diagram of like Come Through Queen listeners and people who have ever even operated a motorcycle once. I'm not even saying like you are a motorcycle rider.
Maybe I should be a motorcycle person or a Vespa person.
You're like afraid to even be behind like a regular sedan and you're going to hop on a motorcycle.
I know.
Jen and Ryan going from workout to shower and talking about the state of their relationship.
Unfortunately, I was attracted to that Ryan person in this moment.
He is attractive. Unfortunately, like, I don't think he's famous enough for me to Google his age, but I'm curious, like, how old is this man to be in this good of shape?
He's not blonde, though.
Not blonde. That's one thing against him.
I also, like, I'm not really into hairless nipples.
You need, like, a little...
I need a little hair up there.
You, like for winter time. We're not in Orange County. We're in
Brooklyn, New York, New York.
And, like, the winters get cold.
Yeah. So I haven't spent any moments in my new apartment in the winter, so I don't know how cold it gets.
Oh, my God.
That big window.
That big window is letting a lot of cool air in.
Cold air, yeah.
Cold, not even cool, yeah. Yeah. Okay. We've got Disneyland paparazzi pictures, which I'm glad, like, I remember this happening like in real time.
Yeah.
And then like, it's circling around Two Teas in a Pod.
I mean, obviously Tamara and Teddy have a point here.
Yeah.
Right. But I do like, Heather was able to like spin it and be like, why are you being like such a whatever? Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like Tamara made good points and bad points. The bad points were, okay, Heather, like, the last thing you did of relevance was in, like, the 1900s. And it's like, she's a real housewife, Tamara.
Yeah.
Stop it. Like, yeah. She gets pictures taken of her. But then the good point was, like, of this, like, telescopic lens, sure, like, professional photos, like, that's where things go awry.
And it's like, you do have to call people
for that to happen.
Papped these days or whatever.
Yeah. The paps are not running around.
Yeah. Especially in Anaheim.
Yeah.
Or wherever Disneyland is. Have you ever been to Disneyland?
No. Only the world. Oh, no land.
I've been to Disneyland twice.
Oh.
Yeah.
But world?
Well, I've been to land twice and I've been to world multiple times.
Oh, and you've been to ship.
And I've been to cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've been.
Because my dad used to like try to buy my love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
By
yeah.
bringing me on cruises. And then he died.
Got me out of here. Okay, so I'm actually like proud of Teddy for getting a Chiron.
Same.
Like hashtag proud of Teddy. Let's get this trending.
That's what I was thinking when I was watching this right? episode. Hashtag proud of Teddy.
Oh my god, our minds, our sick minds. Between Teddy and Taylor, who did not even overlap, the diamonds are taking over.
It's three T's in a pod. It's three.
So we got Taylor, friend of organizing, fall into the fall.
I'm going to host one of those at Window, too.
I mean, that's more of a... Doesn't Caroline normally do like a pumpkin thing?
Sure, but it should be mine now.
Okay.
I did one... Oh, you weren't invited back in the day.
Yikes. Okay. So I think the main thing, other than paparazzi, which we already talked about, was Gina CPS.
Yeah. Shannon Bedore.
Storms.
Shannon Storms Bedore. I cannot believe. She's wild.
Yeah.
Not remembering and then leaning into her non-memory.
Well, I mean, she did have a good soldier in Tamara in terms of like yes-anding the non-memory. But
Jen, we've got the footage.
Jen's right.
Jen, is Jen my favorite housewife?
Yeah, it's Jen and Jessel. No, I mean, Jen is doing a phenomenal first season.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, great work there.
No, but I mean, like, Shannon, this is actually what makes Shannon a really good housewife, is her leaning in. Mm. It's like, she's so delusional that she will lean into this moment, even though she's dead wrong.
Rolling into the event with her like bruised up arm from a Vitaman transfusion.
Fucking me.
Did we know prior to this episode that Shannon dropped out of law school?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
If she had graduated, she would be our most powerful lawyer.
like Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
Yeah, she'd be on the Supreme Court. Wow. Wait, not Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Her face would be in every t-shirt shop in P-Town. Yeah.
SSB.
That's so sad.
It's really sick. There would be Shannon stands for another reason. Not because of OC.
Me. Yeah. I'd be like on Boy Beach with a towel with her face on it.
You're sick. Yeah. I mean, I am glad that we do have Emily on retainer to like debunk Gina's claims of like CPS taking the kids away.
Like CPS doesn't come like the next day.
Mm.
They wait a little bit, right? I don't know. I don't know anything about anything.
That's OC. Is there anything else about OC you want to say?
Just love it.
Just love it. Okay. We have a freak of the week and the one true queen.
Yeah.
This week, our freak of the week is one.
Stop.
One Brendan Davis. One might call him Rip Van Winkle. Who?
I fell asleep. I'm sorry.
Well, as we all know, Come Through Queen records on Thursday nights. in the Lake Cursed home.
Yeah.
A hot meal waiting for you every Thursday. And Alex and I are looking at our meal and thinking like, oh, where is Brendan? He's like over a half hour late.
It literally was only a half hour.
Yeah. I mean, you usually come around 6:30 is the latest though. Sometimes you're earlier than 6:30.
Oh yeah. I'm in early. I was at the
U.S. Open.
U.S. Open. And then I came home and I was like, oh, chilling. And then I fell asleep. I'm
well,
sorry.
But the thing was that Brendan texted at like a time at which like I would have assumed that he was en route. So I was like ready to like find him on the street. Like, is he taken by EMS, like in an ambulance? I was ready to like storm the hospitals, but thankfully.
Oh no, I just had fallen asleep on my couch. But then I arrived by like 7:20.
Yeah, great. No, great to have you here. Glad we did not have to cancel this week's episode, of course.
Oh, we would never cancel.
We would never. Oh my God. Yeah, so what a beautiful...
Who's our one true queen? Can the one true queen also be me?
No.
For showing up?
We all appreciate you showing up each and every week. But our one true queen this week, I would say, is someone who's showing up on Salt Lake City, which is premiering next week. Need you be reminded. And that is one Whitney Wild Rose. And
Alex Hurst in drag.
She's put in the wild and Wild Rose this week. Let me just play the clip.
I would never assume that Meredith has a dirty house. I don't even know where you're living right now. I don't know what vacation rental you're staying in. I'd assume she'd wrap everything in plastic so that she gets her deposit back at the end of the lease.
So this needs a little bit of explanation with like a visual cue. Because in the clip, when she's talking about like she doesn't know where Meredith is,
mm-hmm.
They show four different exterior pictures of her rental homes for each season of Salt Lake City.
Iconic.
Has Andy had this conversation at the reunion in terms of like, you don't live here? Or that's like breaking a fourth wall he doesn't want to break.
I think that's breaking the fourth.
That he does not want to break. Because like we don't want to, I don't think it's like good for the show. Or any of the shows, because when we acknowledge like a housewife does not actually reside in the city they're filming for.
Right. And Meredith like mostly lives in New York, right?
Well, cut to Erin Leachy 10-year anniversary.
Yeah.
She was ready, willing, and able to film then.
And Brooks.
And Brooks, of course.
Remember when Brooks didn't know that he was reporting to like Italy for his first semester of college or something like that recently?
No.
Oh, I'll pull you in.
Pull me into that, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm not like full, like the Salt Lake City switch is not fully turned on yet.
Sure, yeah.
But now Whitney has like flipped the switch.
Yeah, because Whitney is Alex in drag. And you bet it all on blonde.
Like, this is like one of the, like the most psychotic recent narratives of this podcast.
It's not recent. You've always loved the blonde.
Okay.
Kyle Cook, hello.
Kyle Cook, hello. Wow, what a week. What a week. As usual, head on over to comethroughqueen.com for links to everything, links to Patreon. More on Brendan at US Open. He's actually been twice in 2 days. Sort of. You'll have to listen. You'll have to listen to Patreon to get the full story on that. And like, comment, subscribe, heart, share, retweet.
Love us, love us. Please retweet.
We'll see you next week. Bye. Bye.
I wanna see ya come through, queen.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.